الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشي الخلق العدل، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم، مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العطاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي المصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. And Caesar, before we start our talk proper, as per the command of our Honorable Sheikh Arif Billah, Rumi of our time, the Mujaddi of this era, the second Tabriz, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah, Hazrat used to say, before every bayan, ek sunnat ka muzakra kya karo. Always, we mention one sunnat of Hazrat Nabiyya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اور سنتوں پر عمل کرنے سے پورا دین پر عمل کرنا اللہ بہت آسان کر دیتے ہیں. If a person practices on sunnah, to practice on the whole of deen, the reality of deen will come into a person's life. While I'm on this point, I'll also just mention, whenever we study deen, then there are two aspects that we can study it from. The correct aspect is, you study what the practice, that is the sunnah of deen. For example, this will make it very easy to understand. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, when he used to go and urinate, he should sit down and urinate, not stand and urinate. That is the sunnah. Now, the other aspect of studying deen, you study hadith, which is today a common disease, in fact. People on the internet, on kitabs, you go to Makkah, Medina, you buy Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, and you study hadith. There you'll find, for example, a hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood and urinated. Now, if a person doesn't study and know sunnah, and he sees this hadith, he'll become like many people, they say, no, you can stand and urinate. Here's a hadith in Bukhari, here's a hadith in Muslim. But that is not the normal practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His normal, that was a place where it was not possible to sit there. There was all dirt or whatever it was, thorns, whatever, ever, one time. For example, another simple example, it is sunnah, we all know, you must sit down to drink water. But you will find a hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood and drank water. Now if you study hadith, you will take that one point you will take. And you will lose the whole of deen. But if you understood deen, that this is the sunnah, and this one occasion, for whatever reason, something was there, it was the only place to sit, it was difficult to sit at that time. So, on that occasion, like for example, sunnah to wear tufi and read namaz to wear tufi, all the time sunnah. We all know. And sometimes you will read that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read namaz without tufi. Now that was such an occasion. Like, you are traveling, you are going from here, Walpole's Bay, Johannesburg, anywhere, and on the way, it was very hot, you left your car windows open, your tufi flew away. Now you have to make namaz, faras, namaz is faras to make. Now you say, I haven't got topi, I can't make namaz. No, no, it's topi sunnah. Namaz is for us, you have to make. But now you say that without topi, I can't make. Or you find that hadith, the whole life you don't wear topi. That is also wrong. So we have to see the sunnah. To give you one example to understand that very easy. Of one father is lying on his bed at night to sleep. Isha namaz finished, he's going to rest now. He calls his son, Abdullah, bring me water. So Abdullah knows, my father is lying on bed, what he wants water for? For he wants water. To drink. So in what will he take water?
A glass.
A glass. Then Sunday morning, the father is standing by the car outside in the yard. His sleeves are rolled down. And he tells Abdullah, Abdullah, bring me water. Now what does the father want to do?
Wash the car.
Wash the car. So it what you going to take water now?
In a bucket.
Now if you knew the occasion, you know what is wanted. Now if we study on the internet that the father said, bring me water. And we use our brains to understand it. And we don't know the situation. He's lying on the bed or he's by the car. And when he's lying on the bed, you go with a bucket of water. And when he wants to wash the car, you go with a glass of water. So those who were present there, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they knew which occasion, on which occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood and urinated. He stood and drank water. They knew the reason for that. We don't know, we just say, oh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood and drank water, so we follow that. So therefore it's very necessary to follow sunnah. Come to know sunnah. And this is the same thing with everyone else also. For example, one father told his son that after I died, he gave him three advices. One advice he told him, he was a young boy, sir, schooling, and he told him, if I die, then you must do these three things. You must only go to work in the shade and come back from the work in shade. One advice. Second advice, you must always eat the best food. The best food you must always eat. And third advice, every year you must make new nikah. Get married every year. Father passed away. Now the boy didn't stay with his father. To know the father, that is something else. What was his habit? What does he mean by that? Not just the words that you read and you take out the meaning. So anyway, the father passed away. So he built a shade, put shade, chappar, zinc from his house to the shop. And he should go to work 10, 11 o'clock, but he go in the shade. And he should come back from work 3, 4 o'clock, he come back. My father gave me advice, I must go in the shade. Second thing, father said, must eat the best food. So he told his wife, must only cook the best food, every meal. No leftovers of the night's food, no simple food, the best food. Now, he loved his wife very much also. Now, 1 year passed, now he must make nikah. Now he had a problem. He didn't understand this. So he then asked the father's secretary, who stayed with his father for many years, and he knew the father. He knew what he spoke and what he meant. So he asked him, so he said, you stupid, you didn't understand one thing what your father told you. He told you, you must go in the shade to work and come in the shade. He meant you must go very early in the morning. Before the sun rises, you must go to work. And you must come from work after sunset, you must work hard. And you must eat the best food, you must only eat when you are really hungry. At that time, whatever food you get is the best food, if you are hungry. If you are not hungry, you always got complaint. This is not right, that is not right. But if you are hungry, whatever you get is the best food and you finish it completely. And thirdly, you must get married every year. Don't meet your wife, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, don't make your halal wife also all the time halal. Don't all the time just get involved. Take a time, spend time, and then you have, every time is a new nikah when you meet your wife. But if you just go like a wild person all the time, you won't enjoy your own wife, then your eyes will look at other women. And you all want to look at your wife. But if you spend time, your health will be looked after, and it will be like new nikah every time when you meet your wife. So this is important to understand. This is sunnah. Sunnah is not a small thing. This is just examples I gave. The sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the thing by which the whole of deen will come into us. To explain to you also one example I'll give of the importance and the benefits of sunnah. Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, da'am ibn barakatum, great mufti of Pakistan. He gives a beautiful example. He says that every person, every Muslim, no matter how weak we are, we just got a little bit of iman in our heart, we want Islam to be alive in the world. The whole world, our country, everywhere. Everyone must practice on Islam. Islam must be alive. So he says, but we are choosing the wrong methods of making Islam alive. Either we only got hope, that's all. We hardly make dua. Some of us make, but we're making dua also. We don't make effort for Islam to come alive. Forgetting other people, in us also we don't make effort for Islam to come alive. So for that, effort is required. So for this he gives an example that if you want Islam to come alive in your country, right? Pakistan, Egypt, Jordan, everywhere, Syria, we want Islam in our country, the whole world, Islam must come alive. So he says, you yourself, one human being, you are one whole country on your own. And in this country of yours, you've got many provinces, states. The head is one province of its own. Eyes is another province. Ears, the tongue, the heart, hands, legs, all different provinces. And you are the lifelong president, prime minister of this country of yours. No elections. You don't have to canvass for votes. And you don't have to speak a lot of lies to get votes also. You are the lifelong president. No, 5 years, new president. 10 years, new president. No, you are a lifelong president and you are a lifelong prime minister. And in your parliament, in this country of yours, you got no opposition party also. Many times the opposition party, they don't allow a thing to go through, whatever, because they don't want this party to be popular, so they cause problems and then you got no opposition also. And you want Islam to come alive in the whole world. So in this country of yours, bring Islam alive. No, you have no opposition. Bring Islam alive in your eyes. Look how Islam wants you to look. Think how Islam wants you to think. Talk how Islam wants you to talk. Your hands, legs, heart, use it how Islam wants you. Every person does this. Islam is alive in the whole world. Without any budget, we don't have to go and collect big amounts of money. We don't need big officers, computers. We don't need an army, military to do it. We don't need media and that to advertise it. We don't need TV. Just every person. Every person wants Islam to come alive. So you just bring one every sunnah in your life. And sunnahs are so beautiful, it's a magnet. It will pull the rest of deen in you. And sunnahs will pull the rest of the people of the world in you. Hey, he will come towards you and will listen to you. For example, one Tablighi Jamaat many years ago in South America, they had to eat in a restaurant for some reason. So they ate there, and when they were eating, they were looking, whenever they drank water, which is one sunnah, you look in the glass and then you drink. So this is one sunnah, they were practicing on it. The manager of the restaurant noticed this. These people, whenever they're drinking water, they look in the water and then they drink. So he came to them, he asked them, why do people look in the water and drink when you drink? They said, it's sunnah, that is why. He said, Allahu Akbar. Your Nabi has taught you the sunnah which saves you from so much problems which we don't think about. He said, just last week a girl, she ate in my restaurant. And there was some dirt in the water. And she drank it, because she didn't look in it. She drank it, she became so sick, they couldn't even diagnose her illness. And for how long she remained sick? After about 2 weeks, how many tests they did, then they realized what was the problem and they treated her. He said, for you, your Nabi, he cut all this out from the root. That you look in the glass, if there's some dirt, maybe sometimes there's an ant in the water. Maybe there's a worm also in the water. So if you look inside, then you are saved of so many things, and there is a sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu. And for the sunnah, you will get 100 shaheed sawab. And for the other benefits, your health will remain good. Also, on this point, one very, very important thing, we shouldn't drink water from the scans, or even COVID, with the scans that we have, you don't know what is inside. Maybe about 8-10 years ago in South Africa, Coca-Cola was taken to court because in the can there was a cockroach that was found. Okay? So if you can't see, you must drink water like from an open glass. There you can see what is inside. And if the bottle is clear, you can drink from the bottle, but then also avoid it. The best is to drink from a glass. You can see what you are drinking. And it makes so much sense also. And this is sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we drink from this groovy cans or this can, you don't know what is inside. And what can come out, you can't. And this is one of the most popular bottling companies, Coca-Cola of the world. In there, as a cockroach came out. What can happen in all the others also? One woman, white woman in America, went boating for 3 days. And she became so sick, and they put her in intensive care unit, and within 24 hours she died. When they did all the autopsies, everything, found out why, she had taken Coca-Cola cans with. And she opened the can and she drank. But that cans are in so many warehouses. How many storerooms, warehouses, how many trucks it travels on, and rats had urinated on the top. Now she drank that, and rat urine is extremely poisonous. Now that urine she drank, and it mixed with that, and she died of it. So we are taught so clearly how to look after ourselves. Also one thing, while we are on the subject, let me mention it. Today we all want mineral water. We will buy bottled water. And we make sure the seal is right also. Bottled water. Don't be fooled. There's big, big money-making schemes. That is all. Nothing else. This bottled water, it has been found that women with breast cancer is caused by the plastic of the bottle. Usually when we buy this, we buy from the supermarket, and it comes in the fridge, nice and cold. But, and then when we, for example, we're traveling from here, we're going Walvis Bay. We take water with to drink on the way, and it's in the plastic bottle. Somewhere we stop, we have to make Zohar Namaz, we ate, 1 hour we spend. And we lock the car, the windows we close, and the car becomes extremely hot when the windows are closed. And the amount of heat that builds up. How many children die when the parents left them in the car for half an hour? For 20 minutes, the child died because it suffocated. How many animals, they leave the cat in the car, leave the dog in the car, close up everything. So a lot of heat builds up. Then the plastic melts and it mixes with the water. And when you drink it now, that plastic has got a certain chemical which is very, very harmful and causes breast cancer. And in women's breast cancer, the main cause, they found this is the cause. So we think, and also we make that water cold. We put it in the fridge, then we drink it cold. But it came on trucks. It came, we stayed in warehouses. And the heat, nobody puts air cons in warehouses. And there it's hot in there. In the trucks it's hot. And that water has mixed already with that chemical. Now you put it in the fridge and you drink it cold, it doesn't cut ice, it doesn't help you. That is a great sickness. And also, Coca-Cola company in America and in India were caught, they were bottling ordinary tap water and sealing it and selling it as mineral water, as bottled water. The best is to use glass bottles. If you're traveling, always try and use glass, and even like that in the house, everything, glass bottles, and your ordinary water, boil it, and then drink that water. Cool it down after that. It's free of all germs and all unnecessary chemicals and everything. That is the best you can do. And you'll save so much money also. Otherwise, one big expense today is just bottled water all the time. So anyway, so sunnahs, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, that if we bring sunnahs in our lives, the whole of deen will also come. And since we are talking about drinking, I'll mention 6 sunnahs of drinking water. And we can, to drink water is very important. If we are not drinking, doctor bhi kahega ke 6-8 glass rozana pani peena chahiye. Bahut zaruri hai sehat tandurusti ke liye. So we have to drink water. انسان ہر انسان پانی پیتا ہے, مسلمان بھی پیتا ہے, غیر مسلم بھی پیتا ہے, جانور بھی پانی پیتا ہے, ہر ایک کو پانی پینے کی ضرورت ہوتی ہے. ایوری ون ہیز ٹو ڈرنک واٹر, اینیملز, ہیومنز آل. پر فرق یہ ہے کہ اگر مسلمان سنت کے مطابق پانی پیے تو یہی پانی پینا دین بن جاتا ہے, اس کی جنت کمانے اور جنت کے اونچے درجے کمانے کا ذریعہ بن جاتا ہے. The same drinking water will become the source of your earning jannah. So one sunnah is that when you drink water, certain drink. That is one sunnah. Now I don't want to go too much into details here. One kitab al-Ta'am, it's on our website also, where in detail all this is discussed. That what are the harms of standing and drinking water. When standing and drinking water, briefly, it affects your kidneys. And when your kidneys fail and a person is on dialysis, that person is seeing moth in front of him. Anytime moth can come. Then one of the causes of kidney failure is to stand and drink and to gulp the water like a camel. And we don't need our name in the Guinness Book of Records that 1 liter coke you drank in one gulp. We need our name in the sunnah records that we drank water according to sunnah. So one is to sit and drink. The second sunnah is that to take the glass in your right hand. Here again there is detail also. In everything there is radiation. Today nobody can deny the radiation which is in microwave ovens. Radiation which is in cell phones. You keep, and many people, let me mention this also as we are passing, we keep the cell phone here in this pocket. The negative radiation affects the heart. The worst thing is to keep your cell phone right next to your heart. Keep it in your pocket here on the side. That also is not good, but it's not as bad as what you are keeping it here. And especially at night, don't put the cell phone under your pillow. Very near you, it affects your brains. Keep it down by the bed on the floor. It's not so difficult to reach it if you have to take it, but don't keep it as negative radiation which causes great, and which is proven. Go and study on the internet and you'll see all the details are given there. So, and also, try your best when you speak on the cell phone, never use it on your right ear. Always use it on the left ear. This was in Saudi Gazette, it came, that if when you use it on your right ear, it causes you a lot of harm. There is much less harm is when you use it on the left ear. Try and keep it on the left ear. So anyway, so when you drink water, sit and drink with your right hand. Again on that little that I will explain, one Hindu scientist of India, he had researched that Kaaba Sharif, which is in Makkah Sharif, is giving radiation, positive radiation in all the whole world. The radiation is going out positive. Rays of benefit and goodness for people. And when you go opposite to that radiation with negative radiation, then this causes you great harm. Like for example, your toilet is facing towards Qibla. Or your back when you're in the toilet, it is towards Qibla. This is now the positive radiation is coming and you are fighting it with negative radiation. It's causing you harm. When you sleep, your legs are facing towards Qibla. There is also that negative radiation. With that I will explain a little bit more also. For example, unfortunately, almost every Muslim house got TV inside, in the house. And on this TV, what filthy things come. Sometimes you see filthy things on the actual dirty movies you see. All filthy things. And on top of that, you got Ayatul Kursi written in gold. So that is positive radiation and this is negative. It clashes. And then lot of people who have problems, financial problems, health problems, domestic fights in the house, husband and wife, they try to be good but they're just fighting with one another. Children are just not the obedient. All this causes that. Which no sauna can pick up, no scan can pick up, and all the other, advancement in medical science to test what sickness on a person, nobody can. No armies can pick it up. No doctors can pick it up. They say nothing wrong. Test after test, nothing wrong. It is these things which cause this problem. So we should be aware and careful of that also. So drink water in the right hand. And then before drinking, say Bismillah. And water is halal. But Allah gave it to you. Drink it in the name of Allah. Make shukr to Allah. Read Bismillah at least. If we read full Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, even more better. The fourth, look in the water and drink. First, that drink in at least three sips. At least three sips. Don't just gulp the water like a camel, like an animal. Drink in three sips. And this also, if you gulp water, it harms your kidneys. And also, like for example, a person who was out in the desert, he didn't have water, he's dehydrated. You can't just put a bottle or a glass and just let him swallow water, you'll kill him. You have to give him drip by drip. Put a cloth in the water. And then from the cloth, one drop that drips, let him drink it. The system of the body can't just take one shot so much. So even when we drink normally also, don't just count the water. Sip the water. At minimum, three sips. You want to drink a lot of water? Take 10 sips, 20 sips, doesn't matter. But minimum three sips when you drink water. And sixthly, at least say, Alhamdulillah. Allah gave this water. You had the thirst, we know how many times, especially in Ramzan, we feel very thirsty. Now we're drinking cold drink, we're drinking juice, we're drinking faluda. But just now our thirst doesn't get quenched. Finally, you say to yourself also, bring me a glass of water. When you drink water, now you are satisfied. Water satisfies your thirst and your quench. It quenches your thirst. So, at least say Alhamdulillah. And we should try and read the full dua. And if I ask the dua, there are many people who will know the whole dua. Alhamdulillah, illadhi saqani arban furatan. But if I ask who reads it, then I think everyone will be quiet. Won't hear anyone speaking. Once we were in Malaysia, we had a program for the ulama. And it was after Asr upstairs of the masjid. We all climbed up. When we sat down, all ulama were sitting. So I said, what is sunnah to read when you go up? If I ask now, so everyone will know. Allahu Akbar. When we go up on steps anywhere. So then I asked, who read? Nobody spoke. So we know, but we are not making amal. And the tasawwuf is only this. What is the tasawwuf? And the khanqa line and becoming bad and becoming a murid, what it means is ma'aluma, what you know. Jo tumko ma'alum hai. Usko ma'amulat banao. Practice on it. What you know, ma'alumatko ma'amulat banao. What you know, practice on it. That is what is called the soul. Hadrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, there isn't a single ayat of the Quran Sharif. There isn't a single hadith in which there isn't tasawwuf. But you say people haven't understood tasawwuf. What people understand tasawwuf? Like if you hear some buzurg flying in the air. Oh, very great buzurg, he flies in the air. Even great, good people will be impressed. He's flying in the air. But that is not great buzurg. A fly also flies in the air. So if that is some command that you are by flying in the air, then you should have become bayan to Mr. Fly. And say, Mr. Fly, mashallah, you're such a great buzurg, you fly there, you please make me go bad, and you make my Islam, let me reach this stage that I also can fly. One murid of Hassan Basri, rahmatullah alayh, after 10 years staying with him, came and told him, that Hazrat, I'm going away, I'm leaving you. Why, what's wrong? He said, I didn't see one karamat, one miracle in 10 years I stayed with you. He said, 10 years you stayed with me, did you see me anything, doing anything against sunnah? He said, that I never saw. Everything you did was according to sunnah. Then he said, Zalim usse bharkar kaun si karamat tu maanta hai? What karamat you want? That for 10 years to do everything according to sunnah, al istiqamatu fawqa alfa karama. To have istiqamat is better than thousands of karamat. Karamat is a by-the-way thing. That's not, many of us, we have made the mi'yar and the gauge of buzurgi karamat. That is nothing. To follow sunnah, to follow the commands of Allah. He said, I never saw you doing one thing against sunnah. In fact, I never saw you one moment unmindful of Allah's task. So he said, Zalim usse barkar kaun si karamat tu chahta hai? That is karamat. To follow Sharia. And this is, we are walking pul sirat. Pul sirat will come akhirat on the day of Qiyamah. But we are walking pul sirat already. And how we are walking in our life, how much we are walking on deen, so much it will be easy to walk on pul sirat. And how much we are living our life away from deen, Then there we will have problems according to that. So this is the time. So my dear brothers, to follow sunnahs is a very, very great thing. And I mentioned 6 sunnahs of drinking water. And that is 600 shaheed sawab in this time of Allah. In this time to make alive one sunnah, you get the sawab. And to make a sunnah alive is a man amila biha, to practice on. And for every 6 sunnah, and there are more, I mentioned 6 simple straightforward ones. You practice upon them whenever you drink water, you are getting the sawab of 600 shaheeds. And the reward of one shaheed, Allahu Akbar, how great is it? Yes, the reward of 600 shaheeds just for drinking water, not getting up to Hajjud Namaz, not becoming a Hafiz, becoming a Alim, a Tari, just drinking water, which you have to do in any case. May Allah give us the topic to understand the importance of sunnah, and whenever we drink water, try and drink it with the 6 sunnah. Firstly, don't stand just drink. Secondly, with your right hand. Many times when we are eating, we say the right hand is dirty. And what is it dirty? We were eating curry, roti tarkari. So when we were eating dirt, that we say the right hand is dirty. We were eating food. Are you eating food or are you eating dirt? So how can it be dirty? And in any case, the glass can get dirty, don't worry. But don't leave out the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The glass is not important. The sunnah of Nabi Alaihi Salatu Wasallam is important. And some of us, we take it in the left hand and we put the right hand under. And we drink like, no, you take it in the right hand. Lick your fingers, hold the glass at the bottom and drink it that way. The glass remains clean. And today, unfortunately, we have become such that the wife won't drink from the husband's glass. You drink from there, so you drink it. And the children won't drink from, a brother doesn't want to drink from his brother's glass. Sister doesn't want to drink. This is all Western. It's no hygiene. It is rotten. The culture which they are teaching us, and there is no love between brother and sister, between parents also, because of these things here. So take a glass in your right hand, and then you drink. And before you drink, look, have just a slight glance in the water. Read Bismillah. Drink minimum 3 sips. 1 sip now, after a little while, 1 sip. Don't gulp water. And the 6th thing, at least say Alhamdulillah. When you have drunk water, Allah give us tawfiq. Okay. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I have recited. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you people of Iman. One thing is discussed in this ayat. Second thing, ittaqullah, acquire taqwa. And the third thing, how to acquire that taqwa? وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Be with the people who are sadiq, who are the truthful people. Stay with them, you will get taqwa proper. So 3 things are discussed in this ayat, and we will discuss these 3 things, and bayan will be over. That's all we want to discuss tonight, the 3 things which are mentioned in this ayat. Our Shaykh, rahimahumullah, used to explain that when a person dies, then there are 3 registers which are open, in which his name will be written. Our names go in Ildiyin, Sijjin. So 3 registers there are. Either, may Allah save us all with His special mercy, in the name of the non-believers, our name mustn't go in that register. That to be counted, to be written down amongst the kuffar, Allah save us. Sometimes our sins that we commit, it doesn't let kalima come on the tongue at the time of mort. We must be very, very careful. Don't think sin and guna is a small thing. It can come in blockage. A small little bit of dirt in your fuel pipe, if it stops fuel to go to the carburetor, your car doesn't move. And just a small piece of dirt. So at the time of mort, for kalima to come on the tongue, the dirt of sin, of guna, must not block that kalima doesn't come on the tongue. How many people at the time of mort, for example, they were selling apricots. 1 kilo apricots for 2 rand, 1 kilo apricots, whole lot, all the time they just shouting. Who beachte wale jaise awaaz lagate rehte hain, or no deen in their life. At the time of mort, they were telling them to read kalima, but that is coming out. Amrul khareedo, ye khareedo, wo khareedo, wahi baat nikalti hai, jo puri zindagi zubaan pe baat thi, تموتون كما تحيون. You will die how you lived in your life. وتحشرون كما تموتون. And you will be raised up on the day of Qiyamah how you will die. So if we live straight, we will die straight. And if we die straight, we will raise up straight. But if we live crooked, or unta sida, sab unta sida, kaam kya, or phir maut bhi aise hai, Allah bachaye. Or phir jo maut aise hai, qiyamat ke roz ka maamla bahut khatarnak. So one register is of the non-believers, Allah save and protect. The second register is of the believers. But the believers who committed sins, they mix good deeds with bad deeds also. اور وہ مریں گے ایمان کے اوپر مریں گے اخیر کار جنت میں تو پہنچیں گے لیکن رچ جنت پر وہ وایا جائیں گے وایا جہنم وایا عذاب اور وہاں کا عذاب کوئی معمولی چیز نہیں یہ in this دنیا if one mosquito troubles you at night you can't sleep one small mosquito if one fly is troubling you in the day you got no rest the fly is going in your nose now Then it's going in your ear. It's troubling, buzzing by your ear. Troubling you so much. In the qabr, not going to be flies and mosquitoes. Allah save us. Snakes and scorpions. And the fire of Jahannam. May Allah save us. You are, after you pay your sins, you will go to Jannah. But to go past all this, yeah, we can't tolerate one match stick, the flame on top of it. Or a candle, the flame, and it burns us. Hey, there won't be a match stick flame. It won't be a candle flame, how terrible. So there's a second register. The people who are Muslims, mu'min, they've died on iman, but they committed sins and they didn't make tawbah of those sins. If you make tawbah, sincere tawbah, ma, Allah will make it ma. And if Allah didn't forgive you, there are many people who did not make tawbah, but Allah forgive them out of His mercy and kindness. But if you weren't forgiven and you go with sins, that is a big problem. And the third group, the third register, is for those people who have taqwa, stay away from sin. They don't commit any wrong, any sin. But human beings, you still do make a mistake. Then they make tawbah. Their maut comes, and they go in that register, those who go clean without any sin. And for them, is damage of jannat in the qabr already. For them, on the day of qiyamah, no problem. They will be in the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala. And they will go straight to Jannah. They won't have any problems. So it's up to us, how are we going to live? At that time, we won't get a choice and tell them, Malaika, put my name in this register. Or put my name in that register. Yes, you will come in, they're going to put your name. Whether you go to Sijjin or you go to Iliyin, whichever you are according to your life. So we got this opportunity now. So these are three registers. That are open at the time of maut. May Allah take us all with iman. And this effort that we have come with of Islam and Tazkiyah is that all of us, our names can come in the register of those who go clean from here. And they go in. And in this world also, Allah, inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. In this world also, Allah gives you a life of peace and happiness. No sorrow, tranquility, enjoyment in this world also. At the time of maut, before maut also, in the qabr also, the Qiyamah day, and you go straight to Jannah, no problem of azab, no problem of the farishtas giving you a hiding or anything, you go straight. So that is the effort why we have come here. And in this ayat, Allah explains this. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Oh, you people who are mu'mineen, iman people, Mawlana made announcement today with that bayan. So those who are mu'mineen, all of us here, that is why we came. Hey, if we were not mu'mineen, we should be somewhere else now. Hey, there's a long weekend. Last night also, Haji Muhammad Amin told us, we were sleeping there by boundary upstairs. Just next door is that some disco or whatever. Big noise, whole night. People are there, they haven't got iman. They have gone discos, they have gone all other haram places. But we have come to sleep, we are the people of iman. And iman that we have got, or if we have became reversed, and we accepted Islam, is not our doing, it is Allah's present. That we are born in Muslim homes and we got iman. Iman is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. It isn't that one person on his own, that he brings iman and says, I knew, I understood, I became a Muslim. It is only, there are many people who like Islam. Abu Talib himself, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much work he did on Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. How he protected him, supported him, and he liked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He liked Islam, but it is only in Allah's hands. If Allah gives, and that we have got Iman, we can, no matter how much shukr we make to Allah, it's not enough. If there is a person in this world who owns the whole world, not rules the world, he's the Malik, he owns the whole world. All the buildings, aeroplanes, cars, shops, building, whatever you can think, all the women in the world are his. He owns everything in the world. And he's got the best health, not a headache he gets, no backache, no nothing whatsoever. And money, he owns the world, he's got everything. But if he haven't got money, and there is another person who is a poor person, who's got nothing. No family also, no food also. But they haven't got big amount of iman, one iota. Ek chhota sa iman uske paas. He is better than millions and trillions of that person that has got all it. In the value is of iman. And so Allah has given us this iman, and Allah has addressed us and told us, you are people of iman. And that is a very, very great gift that Allah has called us, that you are people of Iman. So one is, and also in that there are three groups also. One are the Mu'mineens, the believers, Mukhtiseen, which Allah describes right in the beginning, Alif Lam Mim, Radical Kitabu La Rayba Fi. Then there Allah explains three groups. The first, the Mu'mineen, Mukhtiseen. Then in two short ayats, Allah explains the Kafireen. These two groups are very open to one another. You can make out who are the mu'mineen, mukhlisin, who are the kafirin. And then in one whole long ruku of about 13 or 15 ayats, Allah speaks of the munafiqeen, which are not la ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula. They not this side, they not that side. And there's great detail about the munafiqeen. And whichever evil groups can come in the Muslims till the day of Qiyamah, they are all covered in that one ruku. So there are three groups. So where Allah has called us mu'mineen, we must make shukr. That we are not from the kafirin. Allah save us from being the munafiqeen also. That we are truly the mu'mineen. So Allah addresses the mu'mineen and tell them, you are my friends. But now I want you to become my close friends. You are traveling, for example, you got your ticket. But now I want to upgrade your ticket and give you first class ticket. And not only first class ticket, I want to make arrangement for you at the airport that you are VIP. That you don't have to worry anything. All your work will be done, you are a VIP. So for that Allah says, acquire taqwa. You acquire taqwa, now you will be upgraded. You won't be economy class passenger, first class. You won't be an ordinary person, you will be a VIP by Allah Ta'ala. Allah will treat you in this world as a VIP. And Allah Ta'ala will treat you and the first class passenger, all Allah is saying, what you have to do is acquire taqwa. You got iman, and that I gave you free of charge. And you got the quality of taqwa in you. Just awaken. Open it up. It is there. The bag is closed. But there is a seal on it. Open up the taqwa and use it. And what is taqwa? Taqwa is very, very simple. It is that ability, that strength which is in a person to stay away from haram and to do what is faraz, what Allah has given him. And that himmah, that taqwa, that ability, every person has got it. If we did not have it, then Allah wouldn't tell us that you use taqwa. And you haven't got taqwa. Allah has given us that capital of taqwa. And everyone can. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali commonly used to say, some people complain and they say that to look at other women, to look at porn, movies, etc., that we can do. Look at him, take him. To move our eyes away, that we can't do. That is a lie. If you got the strength to pick up your hand, you got the strength to drop your hand also. If you got the ability to look at that woman, you got the ability to turn your eyes away also. By mistake, if your eyes fell on the TV at the airport anywhere, or your eyes fell on a woman that you're not supposed to look at, you got the ability, you got the strength to move it away, but you're not using that strength. Our Shaykh Mithullah Ali used to give this example, that when a cow calves, it's got its baby, it's got a small calf, Then when the farmer comes and he milks the cow, then the cow pulls up certain amount of milk inside. Doesn't let the farmer take all the milk. Because the mother, the cow, what left of her, the calf, the baby, and it keeps it that afterwards when the farmer is gone, my baby can come drink from me. So just like that animal can do that, Allah has also given us that quality. That when you desire to look, you can keep it back also. Instead of making your nafs happy, you make Allah happy. Instead of fulfilling the desire and the command of your nafs, then you fulfill the command and desire of Allah Ta'ala. You break your own desire, you fulfill the desire of Allah Ta'ala. So that is what is called taqwa. So Allah says that ability you have, everyone, don't fool ourselves that I'm very weak, that I'm falling to sin. I fall today, very sadly, married men are complaining they're falling in the sin of masturbation. Amal bilyad, musht zani. The men are complaining. You got a wife, what's the necessity of you for masturbating? And where all this comes from? Porn. Looking at porn. Looking at that filth and dirt and that arouses all the desires in you. And your wife can't, my wife is a modest woman. She's a woman with sharam haya. She's not going to do all the filthy things on that filthy woman. And all this also, one of the reasons why photography is haram is that the main reason why photography is haram and was made haram originally, it leads to idol worship. I'll just go a little bit in that to explain. In the time of Nuh alayhi salam, from Adam alayhi salam to salam, people were very pious. Everyone was pious. Everyone was all the time in the ibadah of Allah Ta'ala, because Adam alayhi salam just came from Jannah. He had seen Jannah. He had seen Allah, everything. So the people were very pious. And as the people passed away, great, great buzurgs. So shaitan came to the other later generation and asked them, how was that buzurg? How was that? Oh, great buzurg. The minute anything, pick up his hand, dua is accepted. Somebody sick got shifa. Rain, immediately rain came. Everything. So he says, don't you think you must remember? Of course we must remember. And we know that. The later, next generation, shaitan went to them. How? A very great buzurg. What and what they used to do. How are you going to remember them? That shaitan put in their mind, draw pictures of them. Then you can remember. After that he made that from pictures, statues of the people. From their idol worship. The later generation, now he put in their mind that not Allah was doing, they were doing. They are great. They are gods themselves. From their idol worship started. And till today, there are people, personally, one person told me, of one of the family members, whenever he goes to work, every morning he opens the cupboard door and his big Pilsap's picture is there. And he worships his Pilsap, that you must look after me for today. So all these things are happening even now. All this starts with voters, that goes to statues, and that goes to idol worship. Islam is that religion that cut idol worship from the roots of it. So it doesn't allow photography at all. So, what was I saying?
The humble photo.
Yeah.
The humble photo.
Yeah. No. Pornography. So just like that, people, there are reports, scientific reports, that people from porn totally satisfy their desires. Just looking at porn, at the picture. So when a picture can satisfy your desire completely, then the same thing, a picture, you will think it will fulfill your needs also. The picture of that buzurg, you will think it can fulfill your needs. When a porn, a naked woman, and all the filth and dirt of pornography, and how many unbelievable people are fulfilling their desires from a picture. So, in the same way, from a picture, a person feels that it is his God, and he can fulfill his need. The picture can fulfill my need. So therefore, photography is totally haram. Where we have to take a photo, for example, passport, visa, something, make toba istighfar. Don't even say it's jais, because of necessity. It is still haram, but hopefully Allah in His mercy will forgive us. We had no choice in that. And in fact, while I'm speaking on that point, there were those buzurgs who didn't do faraz hajj also. They say, for haram, I can't do a haram to do my father's hajj also. Yeah. Eh? So, but ulama have given permission, you can take a photo for your passport, for your visa, but make tawbah istighfar. Don't justify that it is permissible. There's the rule. In Bukhari Sharif, the hadith comes, إِنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The people who will get the worst punishment on the day of Qiyamah, al-musawwirun, those who used to make pictures. And also don't be deceived that the method of photography, that is, those days they should use a pencil and draw the picture, etc. And today it's all technology. So today man is not doing it. No, it's not the method that is haram, it is the product that is haram. Just like making of sharab, dika in the previous days, a person says that nobody now squeezes the grapes and all that, so dika is haram. No, not the method of making it as halal or haram, the product is haram. Dika is haram, dika is haram. No matter in which way, photography is haram, no matter in which way, it is haram. You don't legalize it. If you are involved in pictures, taking photos, make tawbah and also don't justify yourself. Don't try and make it halal. That is a bigger guna. A smaller guna is that you are doing guna, make tawbah istighfar. Hopefully Allah will forgive. Any person who turns to tawbah istighfar, inshallah Allah will forgive. But a person who wants to justify and say, no, it's jaiz, that is a very dangerous thing. In the same way, another point on this, as we are passing out, mention, to have photos of naked women, of all filth and dirt, porn, on the phone, on the internet, everything, is haram. It's totally haram. But worse than that is to have photos of buzurgs. Today, many alims also, there is a photo of Maulana Thani Rahmatullah, photo of Maulana Madani Rahmatullah, photo of this buzurg, that is even worse. Because that is a guna of lust, which is terrible. But this is a guna of aqidah. That you can fall into idol worship through this. That these great buzurg and what great qualities they had. That like Isa alayhi salam, people made him God. He wasn't God. He was an ordinary person, but they made him God. So people of buzurgs and many people on the internet, these pictures are floating around. Whether they are genuine or not is another thing. And then if it is genuine also to keep the photo of a buzurg, is a greater haram than keeping a photo of a naked woman, which is also a great haram in itself. So Allah save us from all that. So anyway, so Allah Ta'ala has spoken of the Ya ayyuhal ladhina aminu, ittaqullah, acquire taqwa. And what taqwa? You have got taqwa. Use your taqwa. Don't be immature. One person, Ali, who was with us in Jamaat, he was from Bengal, and he told me, we had become very close over the period. He said, I'm telling you that, for example, you're the Amir of your town, and at 10 Jamaats came, 10 brothers, 100 people just before Zohar. And you have to feed them. Mehman came, Allah's Mehman. He says, if you are not immature to prepare for 100 people, you can manage it very easily. Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, those days when he was healthy, when he was young, he says, visitors used to come to me before Zohar, and I used to give instructions to prepare khichri, and tell somebody to get diamonds from the butcher, and by the time you come from Zohar back, food is ready already. That is if you have got himmat, you got himmat, and you use that himmat. But if you are immature, I can't do it. How can I? This Jamaat, what Marcus thing? They're sending 10 Jamaats here one time. Can't they send them somewhere else? Then it is a different story. But if you got himmat at home, visitors come. There isn't any food. But if you really want to feed them, you can make arrangements very quickly. But if you agar tu hi na chahe, to baate hazaar hai. If you don't want to, you'll make hundreds of excuses. So this taqwa Allah has given us, Allah says you got himmat. And but you are mixing it with guna also, with ghaflat also, and you are doing wrong things. I want to upgrade your iman. I want it to become first class. There is no gunas in that iman. No ghaflat, no unmindfulness of Allah Ta'ala. For that, you only have to do one thing. Use the taqwa which I have put in you. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah put that taqwa in you. It is there. Use it. And in order then, just see, this is Kalamullah. In order to acquire that, Allah says, وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّالِحِينَ. I'll show you an easy way. How to acquire this taqwa? Those who are sadiq fit taqwa, who are truthful in taqwa, stay with those people. Allah Ta'ala, according to our logic, this ayah should be that وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. You must acquire taqwa. وَكُونُوا مَا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Be with those people who have got taqwa. In the hadith it comes, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدَنٍ. For everything there is a mine. Gold mine, silver mine, platinum mine, all types of mines. And there is a mine of taqwa also. وَمَعْدَنُ التَّقْوَى قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ. The hearts of the arifin, those who have got proper ma'rifat of Allah, who know Allah Ta'ala. Those who have got that, they have got taqwa. Stay with them and you will get taqwa. So Allah didn't say kunu ma'al muttaqeen, which was logical. Allah said kunu ma'al sadiqeen. The mufassireen have written, why did Allah say kunu ma'al muttaqeen, ma'al sadiqeen? Those who are sadiq fit taqwa. Those who people who are truthful in taqwa. Otherwise to make a picture of taqwa is very easy. To wear a big jubbah, a big sahaba, big tasbees, and colorful clothes like big peer sahab and big buzurgs and that. One peer sahab, he went to a village and like a big buzurg walking with his murids behind him off, and suddenly he gave a sharp break. And while walking, he just stopped suddenly. All jerked, what happened? There, one person who was close to Hazrat, he said, Hazrat, kya hua, kya ba? He asked, what happened, Hazrat? He said, tumne nahi dekha? He said, hum kya dekh sakte? Tum Allah wale, tumhare paas aankhe. Hum to andhe, hum kya dekhte? What would we see, you people see? He says, wo kutta haram sharif mein ghus gaya tha. Aur maine isko hata diya, aur nikal diya haram sharif se. That a dog from here, from India, Pakistan, wherever he was, I saw a dog went into Haram Sharif in Makkah, and I chased him off. Oh, very good, very great good. And this is unfortunately our condition. As if you jhooti baat ho par, hum itne mutasir ho jaate hain. Oh, so everyone, big good, dhara, dhara, dawat, this house dawat, that house dawat. One person whose wife, whose aqidas were correct, she knew what is right and wrong, she had proper aqidas. Husband told her, you also make da'wah for Hazrat. Hazrat sahab, Hazrat is such a great buzurg. She said, no problem, I'll make da'wah. But ask Hazrat sahab first about his namazes. He's not coming for masjid to namaz. So he was frightened, going slowly. He said, Hazrat, I want to make your da'wah, but my wife say, namazes, tumhari namazes nahi hoti masjid mein, tum dikhte nahi namaz masjid mein. He says, woh gustaakh, do you have be'adab? You are Nabalman. You asking me, my namazes are made in Makkah Sharif. My namazes are made in Medina Sharif. My namazes are made in fourth Asman. In the heavens, my namaz. He told his wife, he had to bought very dear something, very great buzur. His namazes in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. What you talking? Yeh hamara chota gaon, yahan hamari choti masjid. Inki namazes to wahan hoti hai. So anyway, she said, okay, I'll make the dawah. So she made the da'wah and all set to eat. Normally, everyone gets his plate to eat. And then the food comes in a platter and everyone dishes out what he wants and that. But she changed the whole system. She sent for everyone food ready in their plates for all the people. And she put on as normal rice, on top curry, mutton, everything. But she started with all the other people, not with beef sap. Again, he got very cross. He says, because of me, all are getting da'wah. Meri tofeel mein sab ki daawat ho rahe aur mera khana nahi aa raha hai sabko aur tofeeli ko mil raha hai aur mera khana nahi aa raha hai. My food not coming, all the others are getting. And he's all water in his mouth also. Hey, he's seeing all the mutton and seeing all the chicken and water coming in his mouth. And his share is not coming. So he got very cross on that person again. He went to his wife, he said, marwaogi, tum mujhe marogi, kya hoga? Pir sahab, bahut naraz, dua dega pir sahab, mar jayenge hum, kya karte ho? She said, no, tell him, uska special aata hai. He is, jo der se aata hai, durust aata hai. He is his very special that is preparing. And what she prepared, he is special, she put all the mutton and the chicken under, and plain rice on top. So when his plate came, he got again very angry. that for everyone, mutton, chicken, and for me plain rice only. So again, he got very cross and his husband went to her again in the kitchen. What you doing? How can you send for buzurg like this? And there are no mutton, no chicken. She said, I'm bringing special mutton and chicken for you. And she came with that imam, the stud, or what a woman used to stand the masala, etc. She gave him one shot. And she told him, you can see the dog in Haram Sharif, but you can't see the chicken under the rice, which is right under your eyes. You can't see the mutton, which is under the eyes. So that's why Allah said, Kunu mas sadiqi, jo sachye hai taqwa. Ye jo dhoke baaz hai. And those who, such a peer, such who meet with women also, and they talk freely and they make salam with women also, not that kind. You get all this. One time I was in Malaysia, and they told me one great sheikh has come from Syria, and he's also in the Songwok, a very high silsila of the Songwok, and we were sure we would be very happy to meet him. I said, okay, we'll go, no problem. We went there. Then, as the car stopped, they knew we also coming, and they told them also some big pirsat is coming, some big share. So they were playing drums to welcome us. So I said, we can't go in this place where drums, they are beating drums in there. So they put that away. So we went inside. Then to welcome us again, they started reading Qasida Burga Sharif, mashallah. But again, with all drums in there. So I told the chef, this is not permissible. He stopped them. After that, there were curtains in front. The whole thing was closed. Big, tall curtains. Suddenly I see the curtains opening and women coming out from there. So I say, Sheikh, this is how can this be permissible like this? So today, all this haram things are happening in the name of the tasawwuf. Not that. So therefore, Allah says, Kunu ma'aswa, not only muttaqeen. Don't be fooled by taqwa. Those people who are sadiq fit taqwa, who observe sharia, who are walking on sharia, as far as the matters of woman is concerned, how many people in the name of the tasawwuf take out money from their murids? One person, our Shaykh Rahmatullah, said, he was in Karachi, one big peer sir. One person came to him, he said, Hazrat, I am getting promotion in my work, so please give me some ta'weez, some dua, and I must get my promotion. So Hazrat said, yes, but it doesn't come just like that. You have to pay for it. He said, no problem. What must I pay? He said, my whole lounge suit, you must put new lounge suit in my house. New carpet, you must make it up. So he did it all. And then Hazrat told him now, he gave him wazifa to read. And he told him, you must read this wazifa so many times. But see, one thing, you must never think of monkeys while you are reading this wazifa. You must never think of monkeys. So he went, he read his wazifa. And then afterwards he got demotion. Instead of promotion, he got demotion. So he came to Pir Sahib again. He said, Pir Sahib, I got demotion. You gave me wazifa for promotion, but I got demotion. So he told him, tell me the truth. Did you think of monkeys? So he says, Zalim, when you told me I mustn't think, automatically the thought will come. If you not told me I mustn't think of monkeys, where I will think of monkeys? The thought of monkeys, but when you told me don't think of monkeys, So ye dhoka baaz jo hai, to isliye Allah ne farmaya, and without any exaggeration or doubt, I can tell you the akabir that Allah has given us in ulama-i jawman, and all our elders, they were sadiq fit taqwa. And by staying with them, this rubs off onto you also. And without any exaggeration, alhamdulillah, Allah gave me the privilege and honor to be back with Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. Then with Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, it's a world of difference. When you are not bad, and you're not bad at formality, not just for name's sake, but you keep proper ta'aluk. And you make dua, Allah give me the love of my Shaykh. That is a very important thing. And you follow in him, and a true Shaykh doesn't bring you to him. He bypasses you and that you reach Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't think that you must praise him, you must give him presents, you must give him money. You will automatically want to give him, make his khidmah, make his ikram. He's the one who led you to Allah. But his object must not be that at all. His object, like Maulana Muhammad said, Alhamdulillah, just for that. We not come here, if we want, we got comfortable homes. We can stay at home, our bedroom is very comfortable, our house are comfortable. We even come here for a holiday. Hey, Haji Muhammad Amin, Allah reward him. He said, I must sleep with my Abba at his house. I told him, we didn't come for honeymoon. At home every day we make honeymoon. We didn't come for honeymoon yet. Other people come for holidays, but we came here for a purpose. The women are one side. By Maulana Muhammad's place, how many women are coming, going? They are benefiting. We men are one side. Eh? Otherwise you will find all mixed up, men and women. What kind of... That's not the soul. That's not Islam also. What kind is that? So therefore, Allah said, Kunu ma'as-sadiqin. So in summary now, first we explained about Sunnah, and everyone wants Islam to come alive. Just bring Islam and Sunnah in your life, and Islam will come alive in the whole world. We discussed the sunnah of drinking water. Please always try and maintain that 6 sunnahs whenever we drink water. Great sawab you will get for it. And then Allah has given us iman, whether we were born Muslims or revert, Allah gave us that iman. And now upgrade that iman. And to upgrade it, Allah gave us the method of doing it, acquire taqwa. And taqwa you got, use your taqwa which you have in you. And then stay away from guna, from sun. That is the greatest ibadah, to stay away from sun. Our Shaykh, rahimahullah, one beautiful poem, La ilaha, kalma-e tawheed, in our kalima of tawheed, of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Kalma-e tawheed, La ilaha muqaddam. The negative, La, no, no other God. The negative, Allah brought it first. Not the positive. Illa Allah is the positive. Take off all the negative. As soon as your heart is clean, Allah comes into that heart. This glass here, if it is dirty outside, not dirty, we hate food, but we feel shy to give somebody. Bring a clean glass. Don't bring that. And if you gave somebody, that person might also feel offended. You gave me in a dirty glass. But inside the glass is clean. So a glass which is outside dirty, you don't have to give somebody water. The heart which is dirty inside, how will Allah, who is Subhan, who is pure, how will Allah come in a dirty heart? All you have to do is clean your heart. And then you don't have to invite Allah to come in your heart. Hatam Allah dil se rukhsat ho gay, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gay. You don't even have to say that. Aaja meri aankho mein, samaja meri dil mein. No, you won't have to say that also. The minute you have cleaned your heart, Allah comes into that heart. In a hadith of Qudsi, hadith in which Allah Ta'ala speaks, Allah says, I don't fit into the heavens. I don't fit into the earth. They are too small for me. Allah is unlimited. But I fit in the heart of the mu'min. That means Allah's love, Muhammad will come fully. Allah's ma'rifat will come. And a person who has found a tu mera to her shame. Zami meri fagat. The earth, the heavens are mine if Allah is yours. If tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi mein. If you are not mine, O Allah, nothing is mine. Hey, even your business, that it's your business, but if you didn't make Allah your, that business is a headache for you. Every day you got problems with your workers, with your merchants, with your customers, you got endless problems. And that business is big turnover, but you are putting more and more money in it. Business is not sustaining you, you are sustaining the business. And your wife is your wife, but if Allah is not yours, you haven't pleased Allah, she is your wife, but she'll be the cause of your biggest headache. And then your example would be, like the police were chasing one person. He was driving, he didn't stop at the roadblock, whatever, so the police gave chase. So he also was driving more and more faster. So afterwards, he thought, I won't manage it, I won't get caught. Let me pull up. So he pulled up. So the police came to him. What's wrong with you? You're avoiding interrogation, arrest, etc. You're driving like that. So the police told him, but see, my duty is finishing in 10 minutes. And I'm not in the mood to go into all the details. Give me a good reason why you are driving and I'll let you go. Why you are driving so fast and going away? So he says, 4 or 5 years ago, my wife ran away with a policeman. And I thought he's bringing her back to me. So therefore, I just drove, just to escape. I went wrong. So like that, if your wife is like that, that you don't want to see her also. And you don't want to talk with her also. You want to avoid her. She's your wife, but no choice. If Allah is yours, Wallah, I say, your wife will be not much world, she will be much jannat in this world. She will be like the whole meal of jannat. Wallah, I say. And you'll find pleasure looking. And you'll be old, and you'll still have time to make jokes with her, to talk with her, and enjoy your life. Your whole life will be honeymoon. You don't have to go for 2 days honeymoon here and 2 days there. Your whole life will be. But that is if you bring Allah in your life. And you bring deen and the remembrance of Allah. Your job, your shop, your business, your life, it becomes a life of jannat here. Then jannat will come on its place. And what won't we get there? But here already, your Allah will give you a life of jannat. What enjoyment you will get. So for that reason, then kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, be with the truthful friends of Allah Ta'ala, those who are earnest and who are genuine. You stay with them and this will rub off onto you. And also another thing our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if you got cancer, Allah save us all, inshallah, our families, whoever are in, you got heart problem, whatever, may Allah save us. And you go for treatment, you get better. So they treat you, give you chemo, do the heart bypass, whatever, and you get better. But you won't become a doctor. You get better, you pay a big amount also. The most that can happen is you get better. But they won't say, now you're a doctor. And your spiritual treatment when you go. And you go for spiritual treatment, and you do your spiritual treatment, after that you become a spiritual doctor. Your Shaykh will give you khilafat also. Now you go and you see to other people also. You know how to treat when you have treated yourself, you can now go and treat other people also. This can't happen in medicine and in that system. But yeah, it will happen. So may Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. We all understood, inshallah. Baat ko samajh mein aa gayi na? Any questions anyone got? All are ready? Yes. That you make the Islam? Ji, Parma.
During drinking water, can we blow inside the water because the breathing?
Yeah, there are two things in there. Like, give me the class. One is we take water to Buzurg to blow. That is lot of benefit in there. In the reading of Quran and blowing. And one is breathing out. For as you are drinking, you are breathing. What is coming out from your nose is carbon dioxide. Water is oxygen. It's H2O. It's oxygen. It's very good. But when you drink and you breathe in the water, that is very unhealthy. That is why take the glass away after the sun. And now you are breathing. All the time you are breathing. And very air, carbon dioxide is coming out. That's why remove the glass. So that your carbon dioxide doesn't go in the glass. And then you drink it again. So we should remember that. On that point, one great king, his son had stomach problem. He tried all types of medicine. And at that time, the big doctor was Buhari Sina, which the West called Avicenna. And Western medicine till today, he is the father of Western medicine. He is the inventor and the father of them. So anyway, he called him also. And he also tried, but nothing. It happens sometimes, so much treatment to take. No benefit. Then he called the big buzurg of his time, Shaykh Abul Hasan Farqani Rahmatullah Ali. So he came and he started reading Quran, ayats, etc. And he was blowing on the stomach of the child. So the Buhari Sina, the great doctor, he told them, how can this happen? You just blowing on the stomach. It can't help nothing. I know he's got a liver problem, that is why the pain is there. He's got a kidney problem, whatever, or a stomach poisoning, whatever it might be. And this needs medicine to sort it out. Not just blowing and that. So Abu Hasan Khartani, the great buzurg, he looked at him with the side of his eye. And he told him, till today, I thought you're a very great learned person, very intelligent person. Today I realize you're a stupid donkey. You know nothing, you're an idiot. And he's the king's physician. How could he take this insult? He couldn't. He got very, very angry. He started perspiring, sweating from the top to the bottom. His veins started swelling up also. And he couldn't think properly also. How could this person insult you? Then Abu Hasan Farqani Rahmatullah Ali said, not Quran ayat sayyid. Just my own words. I just told you, you're a stupid donkey, you're an idiot. And see how much change has come unto you. that you're sweating, your veins are blowing up, you can't think properly also. Just my word. And if I blow up, you, what will happen? And if I hit the light, I will say blow, I'll just come out, what will happen to you? So it has got great effect. So reading that and blowing in water has got great, great effect. But when you're drinking, don't let your the breath that comes out, don't let that go into the water. Anyone else? Yeah, mashallah, you have got Maulana Muhammad, Maulana Zakaria also. Keep close contact with them. Come regularly. When kitab reading takes place, one time? After Isha. So setting that also, try and come regularly, take part, keep contact, come to the masjid more often, more regularly. If we can, try and come 5 times. Understand people are staying far, etc. But try our best, etc. And where we stay, if it's far, and we are 3-4 brothers, make namaz with jamaat there. If you try and make on your own, you get lazy. Then your namaz goes away. Fix a time for, and try and come here at least, or try and come for maghrib here, whatever. Regularly try and come. For Jummah, alhamdulillah, everyone comes. For other namazes also. Try and come if we are living far. If we are not so far, and Allah gave us cars also, try and come for every namaz, inshallah. Then yours will be very great and very, very lasting it will be. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اے اللہ جو کہا سنا اس کو قبول فرما, اس پر عمل کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے اللہ اس کو پوری دنیا میں تا قیامت کو زندہ فرما, اور ہم سب کو اے اللہ ایمان کی دولت جو نے عطا فرمائے کتنا ہم شکریہ ادا کریں وہ کم ہے. اے اللہ ہمیں توفیق دے کہ ہم آگے تقویٰ کو بھی اپنائیں, اور اے اللہ اس کا ذریعہ آپ نے بتایا کہ کونو مع الصادقین, اور یا اللہ جب آپ نے حکم فرمایا کہ صادقین کے ساتھ رہو تو آپ کے فضل احسان یہ ہے کہ تو نے صادقین کو زندہ بھی رکھا دنیا میں. یا اللہ ان کو تلاش کرنا اور ان کی صحبت کو اختیار کرنا ہم سب کو نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے بھائی جن کے والدہ بیمار ہے, اور جمعہ کے بعد ایک اور بھائی نے بھی درخواست کی, جتنے بھی ہمارے یا اللہ جو بھی بیمار ہو, ہسپتالوں میں ہو, گھروں پہ ہو, روحانی بیماری ہو, جسمانی بیماری ہو, ہم سب کو شفا عطا فرما. اے مولا کریم جو کوئی مسلمان پریشان حال ہو اس کی پریشانی کو دور فرما, جس کو پیسوں کی کمی ہے اور پریشان حال ہے پیسوں کے نہ ہونے کی وجہ سے, ان کو اس پریشانی کو بھی دور فرما. جن کو گھر کی ضرورت ہے گھر نصیب فرما, جس کو روزگار کی ضرورت ہے کام کی ضرورت ہے ان کو کام نصیب فرما. جو بھی ضرورت یا اللہ پوری انسانیت میں سب کو ان کی ضروریات کو آپ پوری فرما دیجئے. ہم سب جن اور انس کو وہ ایمان اور اسلام نصیب فرما جس سے آپ راضی اور خوش ہوتے ہو, اسی پر جینا نصیب فرما, اسی پر مرنا نصیب فرما, اسی کے ساتھ جی اٹھنا نصیب فرما, اسی کے ساتھ جنت الفردوس حضیرت البقس میں ہم سب کو پہنچا دیجئے. یا اللہ ہم سب کا کام دین دنیا آخرت بنا دے. یا اللہ حضرت نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو امت کے بارے میں خوش فرما دیجئے. یا اللہ ہر خیر نصیب فرما, ہر شر سے پوری حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں اپنی اصلاح کی فکر نصیب فرما, ایمان جو آپ نے ہمیں عطا فرمایا اس کی حفاظت کی فکر فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.